Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
We are actually without an Alice in the studio today, but we have got a lovely guest. Kia ora, Kat, how are you?
Kia ora, great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you in here this morning, and it's great to be able to talk about some theatre that has travelled the world and has made its way to Tamaki Makaurau. COVID and everything aside, it is very exciting to talk about The Creeps. Yes. Tell us a wee bit about this show.
Yeah, thank you. Great to be here, and I shout out to Alice from Toi Whakaari. We were at school together. Oh. She was here below me. Wish she was here, but you know, no worries.
Such is life.
Such is life at the moment. Yes, indeed. So The Creeps. Yes. So it was actually kind of born at Toi Whakaari through my third year, the Go Solo season, directed by Sophie Roberts, and then years later, I got to develop it into the show now, and I've toured it around the world. So without kind of scaring anybody off, it is a clown show, interactive, dark, creepy, shockingly funny.
Awesome.
Super awesome, immersive, really impactful show where I play five different characters who are the creeps, and the audience comes into what they think. And I think they probably think it's a show at first, and then they think it's like a cabaret circus. And then as the show goes on, it's as if they've kind of walked through the halls of this kind of ambiguous dark brothel space. Yeah. And then they kind of figure out the what's going on really in this space. Yeah.
So for people who are listening and they are going, oh, clowns.
Yeah.
Clowning, when we talk about clowning, it's got a very specific kind of nature to it. Do you want to explain a little bit what it means for you as a performer?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, at first it really started just as a way to create the show, was how I kind of got myself into these intense physical positions, kind of had like a different breath, started to kind of just figure out who these people are, who these creeps were. And it's not Red Nose Clown. I'm not like dressed up. I'm not like a clown face or anything that. In fact, I'm actually in just like tights and a singlet. And the whole way I created it was really like, how can I disappear in front of people's eyes looking the way I do?
Wow.
And so that's why I don't come out really in costume at all.
Yeah.
But clowning, it's like, it's so of the moment. It's really dependent on, you know, like, is the audience with me?
Yes. Yeah.
And because it's so interactive, it's so like, you know, I'm like, I can be so kind of unhinged in character.
Yeah.
But clowning is really like, even if I'm so far this way, as long as the audience is with me, and how am I like kind of navigating that and orchestrating that every step of the way? So that's how I kind of call it clown.
How do you find like the challenge of getting people on board with that? I guess people who are coming to this show, first of all, they've already accepted a little bit of that challenge because they've bought a ticket, they're coming. Mm-hmm. But how do you get people to buy into that? Because it can be quite confronting for audiences.
Yes, definitely. So luckily, I mean, you know, how do I do that? It's like, I think the nature of the character, like the nature of the first character that the audience meets, Lizard Man, who total con artist, he'll win no matter what.
Yeah.
And I think just the nature of him, I'm able to push things in certain directions. And my producer of this season, I was rehearsing with her, and she's kind of like, at first it's like, can I swear? Like, she was like, you know, at first it's like with him, like, fuck you, but also like, fuck me. You know, like, it's like, that's just like who he is. So you're kind of like, you're kind of with him, even though you're like, am I with him? Like, but you're so on the journey. And then like another character who at first, what I love about him is like, at first you're really confronted by how he is, but then almost immediately you completely fall in love, and he's the sweetest, most genuine man.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Where do you like get your inspiration for making these creeps from? Because I mean, there's a lot of inspiration for creeps in the world, I'm sure, but how do you create characters that are simultaneously, you know, this fantastic clownish caricature, but then also have enough depth and you know, authenticity that people do buy into it?
Yeah.
Where do you go for that kind of inspiration?
Yeah. Great question. I mean, you know, what really started out at drama school as a exercise and how I could disappear, an exercise and like, and kind of, you know, I don't know, discovering what this show was, what this vocabulary of making art was. The more that I've taught it around the world and performed it, the more, and why I continue to do it is because the more I've discovered just how impactful it is for audience members and how they how they get so viscerally connected to not just their own humanity, but the humanity of themselves, of people around them, of society at large. And I think where the inspiration really comes from is like kind of the tapping into, I don't know, just like the empathy really of you know, of us human beings. Like I find it very interesting in work as like a TV creator as well and film writer is like, you know, I don't know, the interesting tightrope of circumstance, like how I'm very blessed to have a community that supports me, like family that love me. I've been very blessed in my life, even when I've had challenges.
Yeah.
But there are other people that perhaps don't have that or don't feel like they have that. And so that can have people take a very different turn in life. And I think that that's really where the inspiration comes from. Is just the real, how you could walk past in New York, so many people that are living on the streets and their humanity and like, and, you know, it's just kind of everywhere really.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
So I think, I think that's really where it comes from. And also, and then also just kind of following the, I mean, especially when I started, like, the following the, like, this is so unhinged and kind of crazy that, like, it's so wonderful.
Yeah, so,
also, like, just going kind of far into that and then it happens to work. People really like that.
That's
like,
cool.
Kind of beside themselves. They're, like, laughing. Like, what the heck am I laughing at? But, like, but it works, so.
That's awesome. And it is a really special thing as well to have that with a show like this where it's not a traditional structure where the audience sits and there's an invisible wall and then you're all kind of like, that's your space, this is our space. It's when you break all those things down, you do get a really different response and relationship between performers and the audience as well. What have been some of your favorite experiences? Because, as you know, you've got some pretty flash reviews here. You've had lots of five-star reviews, which is awesome, especially for your off-Broadway season in New York, which is really cool. How were, you know, what were some of your favorite audience moments from the times you've toured this?
Oh my gosh, so many. Let's see, like, one time, and I've kind of kept it in the show, there's this character called Stumpy who has no arms
or
legs.
The names are great. I love it.
And she's somewhat of a stand-up comic. She's like a young kid, but she, like, you know, she ends up telling jokes, knock-knock jokes, all these things. And kind of in the midst of one performance, I decided to ask the audience, like, does anybody have a joke? Anybody have a joke they want to say? And then, like, and people were like, okay. And like,
oh my
like
goodness.
Their head, like, and then, I don't know, that was, what was it? It was something so funny, I thought. Like, what do you call, something like, what do you call a cow with no legs or something? I was like, what is it? And they're like, minced meat or something like that. I'm saying it like badly. It was so awesome and alive, like to have someone be like, I've got a joke, I'll try it out, you know? So that was awesome. Another cool thing was I did it in Edinburgh and then I did it in London right afterwards. And there was an audience member that had come to both.
Oh,
like,
that's
he found
awesome.
Out I was in London and came again.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah.
And something, again, like, really cool that happened then was I, in the midst of another character who was kind of dancing, I ended up, like, pulling my chair, like, right in front of him. He was sitting, like, right in, like, in the center front row.
Yep.
And in the midst of an impulse, I just went right up to him, like, this close.
Yep.
And was right there dancing, like, in front of him. And it's just kind of those things that really, push the boundaries, which is really fun. There was something that happened in Amsterdam. What was it? Oh, so Amsterdam, of course, the red light district. And I was able to, you know, like, use that to inform, you know, a scene, really. And just, like, taking those things and having people,
so cool.
like, connect to it that way. Yeah. I mean, there's just been so much hilarious interaction And, you know, people like, people are really game, you know, I found. Like, people are super in it. Like, and they get really brave, you know.
It's such a cool premise for a show, and I think also to give people permission to experience something in a not necessarily traditional space or traditional theatre way is really exciting for audiences. This is going ahead. Now, tell us a little bit about the world we live in now, COVID. Yeah. What, if people want to get tickets, what's the deal? What's the space going to be like? What's going on there?
Yeah, yeah. So we're going 50% capacity, basically.
Cool.
And at this stage, you know, what it says on the website, on the Q website, is how it's going to be. So tickets are still on sale. If anything alters in terms of dates or anything like that, obviously we'll let people know.
Yeah.
But at this stage, that's kind of what we're sussing out. It's kind of like, oh my gosh, like I said,
just gotta roll with the punches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The pandemic doesn't care, and we're all in the same boat, aren't we? Many, many theatre makers around the world.
Totally.
And people and organizations and society at large. So
if people want to head along to qtheatre.co.nz, you can book your tickets. It kicks off at the start of February, which is awesome. And I hope you have a fantastic season. Thank you so much, Kat Waller, for coming in and chatting to us about The Creeps.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Alice,